Happy New Year to everyone celebrating the Jewish High Holidays. WRTI's Deborah Lou Harder takes us into a story behind the rich world of klezmer music.
After the Second Temple in Jerusalem was destroyed 2,000 years ago, and during the Jewish diaspora that followed, rabbis banned the performance of instrumental music to mourn the loss of the temple. But as renowned Jewish music scholar Hankus Netzky says,
you know, whenever you're reading about something being banned, you know that people are doing it all the time.
A rich tradition of instrumental music outside the synagogue grew from what Netzky describes as the very human need to celebrate important moments in life like weddings. Jewish musicians absorbed the music of the communities around which they settled, Turkish, Greek, Romanian, Polish, Ukrainian, and Gypsy music, and later, in the United States, they took in jazz. Yet they retained something distinct. Even in non-religious celebration, the prayers and cantorial singing of the synagogue came through. This combination created music whose passion
is not in any way suppressed.
The music was given the name klezmer in the 1930s, which comes from the Hebrew word meaning vessel of song. Raw emotion, fired through the kiln of prayer, klezmer captures all who hear it weep, sing, sigh, and celebrate.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.